Class is in session. You're listening to Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horshick.
Let's go!
Now, let's start the show.
Podcast listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the Squat University podcast. This is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I finally decided to take the plunge and jump on in. The goal with everything that I do with Squat University is to deliver as much value to you guys as possible, whether that's through the written word, like the blog that I have on squatuniversity.com, whether it's through video content, like what I'm putting out on Instagram or YouTube, or now through this last medium that I have not yet explored, which is audio. Now, it's been something that I've been fortunate to be on a number of podcasts throughout the years, but I've never really had my own. So I'm really excited to jump in, and I hope you guys enjoy what I'm going to put out. Now, when I finally thought about doing this, I debated over a couple different formats to best provide value to you guys in a way that's consumable and actionable. So what I wanted to start with is probably about 10 to 15 minute shows, just short shows that are jam-packed with straight to the point, fire content to help you guys move better, decrease your body's aches and pains, and find out really how strong you can truly become. So with that being said, let's get to the first show. So on today's show, what I wanted to do was just start by providing a little backdrop context to what the show is really going to be about, basically the why behind Squat University. Now, for those of you who do not know my background, I'm a sports physical therapist from Kansas City, Missouri, with a background basically in all things strength and conditioning and exercise science. So I've really tried to mesh all those together. I work at Boost Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in Kansas City with an amazing team of physical therapists and strength conditioning coaches. I work with athletes of all ages, from your CrossFitter with back pain to your baseball player with elbow pain and even a lot of traumatic injuries. So I'll see athletes who have had a torn ACL, powerlifters who have torn almost every supporting ligament in both knees. If you didn't catch that, that was my man Josiah. If you guys have seen my recent YouTube documentary called Josiah's Story, it's a great story basically about one of the most traumatic injuries ever caught on video from a powerlifter and his entire rehab process. So as far as my background, I also am very involved in Olympic weightlifting. I've been in the sport since 2005, so over 13 years now. And while my results on the platform are pretty mediocre at best, my best results ever was sixth place at the 2011 US Senior Nationals in the 85 kilo weight class. I've really been able to take away a lot from my experience in Olympic weightlifting. I've become a student of the iron game, I guess you could say. And, you know, I've learned a ton about technique, periodization, and how to deal with the aches and pains of basically pushing yourself to the max during training and competition, because I've lived it and I want to be able to take my knowledge and experience, couple it with my background in physical therapy and my knowledge of biomechanics and the science behind how our bodies move, create torque and power in order to help you, the athlete and the coach. So I want to be able to take all of my experiences and help empower you to become bigger, stronger, faster with the content that I share. But I want to do so in the right way to help you avoid large injuries and help you, you know, not have to wake up day in and day out with horrible back pain or knee pain so that you can then reach your performance goals. You know, there's a quote that I really like by the ancient Greek philosopher Plato, and he says, "In order for a man to succeed in life, God provided him with two means, education and physical activity, not separately, one for the soul and other for the body, but for the two together. With these means, man can attain perfection." And that's really the why behind Squat University. It's the combination of education with physical activity and understanding how we can do those things together to mesh what we want to do performance-wise, but still understand how to keep our bodies healthy. So like I said at the start, I want to really give you guys a ton of fire content with every single one of these podcasts. So let's jump into it. The big thing I wanted you guys to take away from today is that everything you do in the weight room comes down to movement quality. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, the strength and conditioning world and the world of physical therapy, you know, they speak the common language, and that's the language of movement. And here's why it's so important. No amount of programming will help you if you have crap technique. It doesn't matter if you're doing Smolov, if you're doing the Russian squat program, if you have, you know, some elite weightlifter or an elite coach program, the best periodization program for you. If you move like crap, it's not going to help you because in the end, you're going to always end up getting injured and not reaching your max potential in performance. In the same way, no amount of strength will keep you from injury if you have crap technique. I often talk to so many athletes who come to me and they're like, you know, I can squat 700 pounds. I can deadlift this amount of weight. I'm so strong. How did I develop knee injury? How did I develop a back injury? Well, it's because it all comes down to how you're moving. And it's only a matter of time. If you don't move efficiently, your body will eventually break down. So if you've been following Squat University for some time, you've probably seen a number of quotes and a number of posts that emphasize movement before the amount of weight on the bar. But a lot of people will take this and they'll say, oh, you don't really want me to perform at my best. But that's the thing, is I want you to be able to perform a great looking PR. But I also understand that every single time you go to set a PR attempt, it's not going to look amazing. You know, I don't expect every single time you get up there on the competition platform for your PR attempt to look perfect. But in saying that, the way in which you prepare your body during the rigors of day in and day out training will carry over to the way in which you compete. And here's what I mean. Let's say you have two people. You have person A, let's say his name's John. Person B, let's say his name is Frank. And both are training for a weightlifting meet. Now, John, person A, he's all about lifting big weight. Doesn't matter if his knees cave in, if his back buckles over, he's going to get that big weight up. And every single time he goes in training, he's having someone videotape his lift. If he puts a big lift up, you know, but his knee caves in, he's like, screw it, I'm taking that clip, I'm putting it on Instagram so I can get as many likes as possible. Now, fast forward, we got Frank on the other side. He's thinking about perfecting every single lift he has from the time he touches the barbell during his warmups to his heaviest lift. He's thinking about trying to perform perfect technique so he can look like the greats that make the Olympic Games. Now, if his technique breaks down, let's say he makes it to, you know, 90%, but one day his form's just breaking down. He's not having that perfect technique. You know, he doesn't push it. He drops maybe 10% of the weight and he locks it in with a couple of sets at a lower weight. Now, who do you think is going to have a longer career and a higher potential in the end performance-wise? You know, when we talk about movement first, how do we know if we really have these movement issues? Now, sometimes they're blatant issues. Like if we talk about those two people, you know, if you see a huge issue like the knee caving in or the back buckling, that's obviously a very blatant technique fault. And it's pretty easy to see who's going to get injured, you know, quicker, who's going to have that cap in performance. But a lot of times it's harder than that to see the technique faults in the way in which we move. We think we're moving pretty good. It's hard to see those very nuanced details in movement. The one thing I do, however, is I want to be able to put you in a position where I can make the invisible visible. And a lot of times what that means is we have to go all the way back down to body weight. And as simple as that sounds, I'm not kidding. If you squat 800 pounds, I want you to try to perform these body weight movements. And I want you to record yourself and see what does it look like. Because a lot of times there's going to be small faults in the way in which you move body weight wise that will be holding you back from performing at your greatest. That will be holding you back from staying healthy. So what we're going to do right now is I want you to drop your ego. I want you to, if you're in the car, wait till you park your car. But I want you to try these things and I want you to see for how they look. There comes a time in every single evaluation that I'm doing with an athlete where I say, I want you to take your shoes off and I want to see the quality of your squat. I want you to take your shoes off, point your toes relatively straight forward. Now that's something we'll go in detail with later, but I want to see a deep body weight squat. Can you squat all the way down? And can you hold that and sit there comfortably? What does it look like? Did your feet cave over? Are your knees collapsed in? However, you know, have you shown good quality? Can you sit down there and things look amazing and just joints perfectly stacked over one another? And can you sit there and, you know, maybe be there for 30 seconds to a minute and feel comfortable and feel solid in that bottom position? You know, I want you to do this at home. Also, try a single leg squat. I don't care if you are a 300-pound athlete. You should be able to do at least a close to parallel single leg squat. Now, just because you don't compete in a single leg version of the squat doesn't mean you shouldn't have that movement capability. And a lot of times we think that because we can do a good double leg squat that we shouldn't also have the coordination and the capability movement wise to control our movement on a single leg. And I think when we don't have that ability in our movement repertoire, we limit the end potential for what our body is capable of. We're leaving coordination and control on the table that could help us performance-wise and keep us healthy as we go through our training. So I want you to do a double and a single leg squat. If you feel like you would like to, take a video of it, tweet at me, send it to me in a DM. I want to see what your quality of squat is, because we're going to use that as a movement baseline as we go through these different podcasts to see what we can do to improve that. And the reason that's so important is because, like I've continuously said, is performance and health are based on top of the quality of movement that you can show. Now, if you guys have heard of Gray Cook, he's the founder of the FMS screen. He wrote a book called Movement, which is amazing. I would definitely recommend checking it out. He uses an example, a great visual of a pyramid to understand how that all fits into play. It's called the performance pyramid. Now, if you take a good visual of a pyramid, it's got a very wide base, comes up to a single point at the top. The way in which you move, your movement quality sets the tone for the base, almost a first tier of that pyramid. Now, the remaining tiers on top that lead all the way up are based off of your physical performance and then your skill at the very top. Now, Louis Simmons of Westside Barbell said a really cool thing. He said, a pyramid is only as tall as it is wide. What that means is that your performance and your skill can only be as good as the quality of your movement, as the base of your pyramid can be. Now, today's athletes and the way our society is built, we always are thinking about trying to build the tallest pyramid. We're trying to think about becoming stronger and faster and having more skill. And we forget a lot of times about how wide our base can be. And now, it doesn't take someone with an engineering degree to understand that if we have an athlete that has a ton of strength, a ton of power, a ton of skill, but it's not based on a very wide base of support, so we have a very weird looking pyramid, you know, as soon as the next storm comes in, that pyramid is going to fall over. It's top heavy. That's how injuries occur. That's how athletes blow up on social media or on the competition platform with some amazing performances, yet, you know, a couple years later, they flare out like a match being snuffed out. It's because their base of support is not built on enough quality movement to support how strong they are, how much they can perform, how much power they have, how much skill they have. I want your fire for lifting weights to burn as long as you are alive, and that starts with being able to move well first. So, like I said, get out of your car whenever you're parked, if you're listening to this on the drive to work or to the gym, if you're listening to it at home, get up, perform a basic body weight squat with your toes relatively straightforward. Can you sit down there with good quality movement? Can you perform a good single leg squat? Because just as important as it is to perform a double leg squat, I want you to be able to perform a good single leg squat. We're going to talk about why that's so important in these next couple podcasts. Tweet it to me, send me a DM, let me know what that looks like, because we're going to use that in these future podcasts to improve upon your health and improve upon your performance. So that is it for today's first podcast of the Squat University Show. What are we going to be talking about in these next couple podcasts? I want to talk about a variety of things. I want to talk about different topics for perfecting your movement, like we talked about. I want to get into barbell lifting technique. We're going to talk corrective exercises. We're going to talk training programming. We're going to dive into the science of lifting, of how injuries occur and how to keep your body healthy. The big goal, like I said, I want to give you guys as much value content as I can in a short amount of time. I don't want to leave you with a lot of BS stuff. I want to be able to provide as much content in a short amount of time to give you guys some actionable content that can empower you guys to live healthier, be stronger, and find out how strong you guys can truly become in life. So I hope you guys are ready. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this first episode. Until next time, guys. We'll see you then.
That's it for today, class, on Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horschig. For more exclusive content, log on to squatuniversity.com.